The text of the resolution urges states to take all measures, including legislation prohibiting FGM, to both protect women and girls and end impunity for this practice. Among other provisions, the text designates the 6th of February as the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation. The ambassador of Burkina Faso, Der Kogda, welcomed the adoption of the resolution on FGM as a significant political signal against a hateful, traditional practice.
La résolution qui vient d'être adoptée.
The resolution that has just been adopted is not only a strong political message that engages the entire international community, but it is also a message of hope for millions of girls and women each year who risk suffering this discriminatory and hateful practice in the name of tradition and religion.
He noted that Africa, which he called the torchbearer of this resolution, is already mobilized in the struggle for the elimination of FGM.
This resolution is already mobilized in the struggle for the elimination of this practice. This mobilization is happening at the level of governments who increasingly are showing a strong political will to liberate women and children from the yoke of FGM by implementing programs and projects, by enacting laws, and in particular, by releasing the human and financial resources necessary to combat this scourge.
At a press conference following the adoption, Nicolo Figa Talamaka, the Secretary General of the international nonprofit organization No Peace Without Justice, told reporters that now that the resolution exists, countries have to do their part.
This resolution brings home, I think, forever and written down in stone, is that female genital mutilation is not a terrible disease that happens, but it is a human rights violation which is committed by somebody on somebody else. And that involves to the extent that the countries, even if it's a private human rights violation, not a public human rights violation, it's not committed by the state, but to the extent that countries are responsible and engaged in human rights violations that occur on their territory, it is a big commitment for countries.
Mariam Lamizana, the president of the Inter-African Committee Against Female Genital Mutilation, told reporters that while laws are important, just having them is not enough. She called for a sensitization of the community.
The law is good. It accompanies sensitization activities. It gives political force to activities on the ground. It translates the political will of states to say no. But there are other accompanying measures, and these are sensitization campaigns and the involvement of the community in the fight. Because increasingly, we need village communities to take ownership and create discipline, because there is also such a thing as village law.
Each year, around 3 million girls and women, or some 8,000 girls each day, face the risk of mutilation or cutting. An estimated 130 million to 140 million girls and women have undergone the practice, mostly in Africa and some countries in Asia and the Middle East. Jerry Adams, United Nations.